Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing a person who encourages continuous learning. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle various topics. One recurring theme that often challenges test takers is describing influential people in their lives. Today, we'll focus on how to effectively respond to the cue card. Describe a person who has encouraged you to engage in continuous learning. Understanding the topic. This topic combines personal relationships with the concept of lifelong learning. It's a popular choice in IELTS speaking tests, as it allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss personal experiences, describe people, and express abstract ideas about education and personal growth. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. Before diving into the main topic, the examiner will warm you up with some general questions. Here are some potential questions related to learning and education. Do you enjoy learning new things? How do you prefer to learn? By reading, listening, or doing? Have you ever taken any online courses? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, band 7-8. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about expanding my knowledge and skills. There's something incredibly fulfilling about mastering a new concept or ability. I find that learning keeps my mind sharp and helps me stay adaptable in our rapidly changing world. Sample answer. I'm absolutely enamored with the process of acquiring new knowledge and skills. The sense of accomplishment that comes with grasping a challenging concept or honing a new ability is unparalleled. For me, continuous learning is not just a hobby, it's a fundamental aspect of personal growth and adaptability in our ever-evolving society. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a possible cue card you might receive. Describe a person who has encouraged you to engage in continuous learning. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what this person did to encourage you, and explain how this person's encouragement has affected you. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about my high school physics teacher, Mr. Johnson, who has been a significant influence on my approach to learning. I first met him when I was 15, and he quickly stood out as an exceptional educator. Mr. Johnson's encouragement went beyond just teaching the curriculum. He consistently challenged us to explore topics beyond our textbooks. He would often bring in cutting-edge scientific articles and ask us to discuss them, encouraging us to form our own opinions and theories. One of the most impactful things he did was to introduce us to online learning platforms. He showed us how to access free courses from top universities and encouraged us to pursue our interests, even if they weren't directly related to our school subjects. His encouragement has had a profound effect on me. It sparked a curiosity that extends far beyond the classroom. Now I'm constantly seeking out new information and skills to learn, whether it's through online courses, books, or engaging with experts in various fields. Thanks to Mr. Johnson, I've developed a lifelong love for learning that continues to shape my personal and professional growth. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to discuss my former physics teacher, Mr. Johnson, who has been an instrumental figure in shaping my approach to lifelong learning. I had the privilege of being his student during my formative high school years, from the age of 15 to 18. Mr. Broke, Johnson's influence extended far beyond the confines of the standard curriculum. He had an uncanny ability to ignite intellectual curiosity in his students. Rather than merely imparting textbook knowledge, he consistently challenged us to delve deeper into scientific concepts and their real-world applications. One of his most impactful strategies was introducing us to cutting-edge research papers and encouraging us to dissect and debate their contents. This approach not only broadened our understanding of physics, but also honed our critical thinking skills. Moreover, he was a strong advocate for leveraging technology in education. He introduced us to various online learning platforms, opening up a world of knowledge beyond our immediate academic environment. The effects of Mr. Johnson's encouragement have been truly transformative. He instilled in me an insatiable thirst for knowledge that permeates every aspect of my life. Now I find myself constantly seeking out new learning opportunities, whether through MOOCs, academic journals, or engaging in intellectual discourse with experts across various fields. This perpetual quest for knowledge has not only enriched my personal life, but has also been a catalyst for my professional growth. It's enabled me to stay ahead of the curve in my career and approach challenges with a more innovative mindset. In essence, Mr. Johnson's influence has been the cornerstone of my journey as a lifelong learner, shaping me into a more informed, adaptable, and intellectually curious individual. Follow-up questions. How has this person's encouragement changed your learning habits? Do you think everyone needs someone to encourage them to learn continuously? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. Mr. Johnson's encouragement has fundamentally transformed my approach to learning. Prior to his influence, I viewed education as a finite process, something that concluded with formal schooling. However, his guidance has led me to perceive learning as an ongoing, lifelong journey. Now, I've developed a proactive approach to acquiring knowledge. I regularly seek out new learning opportunities, whether it's enrolling in online courses, attending webinars, or engaging in thought-provoking discussions on various forums. I've also cultivated a habit of critical reading, approaching new information with a more analytical mindset. Moreover, I've become more interdisciplinary in my learning pursuits. Mr. Johnson taught me that knowledge rarely exists in isolation, and this has inspired me to explore connections between different fields of study. This cross-pollination of ideas has not only broadened my understanding, but has also enhanced my problem-solving skills. Lastly, I've embraced the idea of learning from failure. Mr. Johnson always emphasized that mistakes are stepping stones to deeper understanding. This mindset has made me more resilient in my learning journey, viewing challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth and deeper comprehension. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's an example. Examiner, do you think the education system in most countries encourages continuous learning? Sample answer, band 7-8. That's an interesting question. I believe that while many education systems aim to promote lifelong learning, they often fall short in practice. Traditional education tends to focus on standardized testing and rote memorization, which doesn't always foster a genuine love for learning. However, I've noticed some positive changes in recent years. Many schools are now incorporating project-based learning and critical thinking exercises, which can help students develop a more inquisitive mindset. Additionally, the increasing integration of technology in classrooms is opening up new avenues for continuous learning. That being said, I think there's still room for improvement. Education systems could do more to emphasize the importance of adaptability and self-directed learning, skills that are crucial in our rapidly changing world. Sample answer, band 9. That's a thought-provoking question that touches on a critical issue in modern education. While the rhetoric of many education systems espouses the virtues of lifelong learning, the reality often falls short of this ideal. Traditionally, educational institutions have been predicated on a model of finite, examination-oriented learning. This paradigm, with its emphasis on standardized testing and rote memorization, can inadvertently stifle curiosity and the intrinsic motivation to learn continuously. However, it's heartening to observe a gradual shift in pedagogical approaches. Many progressive educational systems are now embracing methodologies that foster critical thinking, creativity, and self-directed learning. Project-based learning, flipped classrooms, and interdisciplinary studies are becoming more prevalent, nurturing skills essential for continuous learning. Moreover, the integration of technology in education has opened up unprecedented opportunities for lifelong learning. MOOCs, adaptive learning platforms, and educational apps are making knowledge more accessible and personalized than ever before. Nevertheless, I believe there's still a substantial gap between the ideal of fostering continuous learning and its practical implementation. Education systems could benefit from a more holistic approach that places greater emphasis on metacognition, teaching students how to learn effectively. Additionally, cultivating emotional intelligence and resilience is crucial, as these qualities underpin the motivation and perseverance required for lifelong learning. In conclusion, while we're seeing promising developments, there's still a significant journey ahead in truly aligning our education systems with the principles of continuous learning. It requires a fundamental shift in how we conceptualize education, not as a finite period of knowledge acquisition, but as a lifelong process of growth and adaptation. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Instrumental, adjective, instrumental, serving as a means of pursuing an aim. Example, her support was instrumental in my decision to continue studying. Catalyst, noun, catalyst, a person or thing that precipitates an event. Example, his encouragement was the catalyst for my renewed interest in science. Insatiable, adjective, impossible to satisfy. Example, I developed an insatiable curiosity for new knowledge. Paradigm shift, noun, paradigm shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, his teaching methods caused a paradigm shift in how I approached learning. Interdisciplinary, adjective, interdisciplinary, involving two or more academic disciplines. Example, he encouraged us to take an interdisciplinary approach to problem solving. Examiner's advice. To score high in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like continuous learning, use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Provide specific examples to support your points. Demonstrate critical thinking by discussing both sides of an issue. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts fluently. Maintain a natural conversational tone while using formal language. Remember, continuous practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Regularly engage in conversations about various topics, record yourself speaking, and analyze your performance to identify areas for improvement. For more tips on how to excel in your IELTS speaking test, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a person who inspired you to start a new activity. Describe a person who has encouraged you to think critically. Describe a new skill you learned during the lockdown. By following these guidelines and continuously practicing, you'll be well prepared to tackle any topic in your IELTS speaking test, including describing a person who has encouraged you to engage in continuous learning.